Gemara Daf Samach Vav discusses the sugya of Yeyush in the context of Aveda and Gzeila. The Gemara begins with the statement of Rabbi that tells us that Yeyush to Amr Rabbanan de Nikne, Mi lo yadina ni midaraisa imid Rabbanan. Rabbi says that certainly Yeyush functions when it comes to Gzeila. Is that merely Takana Sashavim to facilitate the Chova Sahashava, or is it a Din Daraisa? On what basis should we assume the Gemara says that this is a din daraisa? Mi didahavi amotze aveda. Just like when it comes to aveda itself, aveda certainly that is the source of yeush, and therefore perhaps one would argue that hu hadinami when it comes to cases of geneva and zeva. The Gemara comments of Dilma that no, this certainly is different. Avera is hetera asliyade. What are we talking about in the case of aveda, where first there is yeush bailin, subsequently then I notice and I seize that chefetz which is lost. In such an instance, it's a teros liyadei. Maybe then the Torah acknowledges aveda. But hi, in this case, when it comes to gzeh, that is not true. Here it is considered to be isteros liyadei, and perhaps that yeush would not work under those conditions. We'll have to see soon. Dosus's obvious difficulty. Is this simply a suggested nafkamina, the Gemara points out? Hetera asli yadei versus Yisur asli yadei. We'll have to first see why that should make a difference, but also very simply the following. Even within the cases of Aveda itself, when do we assume that Yeyush functions when it comes to Aveda? That's only, as mentioned, that first there was Yeyush, and then I will go ahead and find that chefetz. Let's assume, for example, I motzi aveda, and all of a sudden now there is yeyush. In such a case, of course there is a chovas hashava. Even within the cases of hashavas aveda itself, isn't there a marked difference between whether heteros liyadei, meaning that when I took the chefetz there was no chovas hashava, as opposed to cases where I took the chefetz I was obligated to return, subsequently there was yeyush? Well, if that distinction is operative when it comes to aveda, whether it's heter l'asiyadei or isura l'asiyadei, in the sense that when you took it, there was now a chovas hashava because yeush did not yet take place, so of course that should be true when it comes to cases of gzeila as well. Why would one suggest that in gzeila yeush works even in a case where it's isura l'asiyadei, and yet when it comes to aveda, if first you will take the chefetz and now there is a mitzvah hashava, then yeush would not work? Why should gzeila be any different from aveda itself? But the Gemara suggests that perhaps the reason that midaraisa it would work when it comes to gneva and gzeila is based on the parsha of aveda. What exactly is the source of yeush when it comes to aveda? As you saw, this is a machlokas rishon. Rashi writes, Ramas Chil Motzei quotes the pasuk in Dvarim Chavez, Asher Tovad Mimenu. Asher Tovad Mimenu. What exactly does that mean? Rashi comments, it is avuda mimenu, if something is lost regarding that individual. Suggests that the Makor of Yeyush should be found in the Parsha Aveda, and Rashi writes it's based on the Pasuk of Asher Tovad Mimenu. Rashi tells us Mimenu means Avuda Mimenu, but that implies that Mitzuya the Shar Bnei Adam, under those conditions, then there is a Choves HaShava, Mitzvah La'afsir. However, if it is Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam, that is a case of Yeyush, and in such an instance, then we would assume that there is no Choves HaShava. The basis of this comment of Rashi is what the Gemara tells us in Baba Metzia and Daf Chof Beis Medeis. There the Gemara asks that Minayin La'aveda Sheshatfa Nahar. How do we know that in a case of Shatfa Nahar, where the Aveda is inaccessible, Shehimu Teres, there is no Mitzvah Sashava. And that's where the Gemara comments, Avuda Mikol Adam. Therefore Rashi writes that this is exactly the Makar of Yeyush Kani. And this possibility is explicit in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Bava Metzia, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, writes exactly this point, that Asher Tovad Mimenu Umatzasa, Esha Avulo Umatzavacha Tachayim Lahafsir, it is lost as far as he is concerned, but to you it is accessible, then there is a Chiyu Lahafsir. However, Yatze Yeyush Bailim, Sha'avud Mimenu Mikol Adam. And Yerushalmi is explicit, this is the Makar of Yeyush which is gone. Therefore, Rashi Shita is found in the Yerushalmi explicitly. And this is what Tosfos quotes as well in Bava Metzia and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ramat Chilma. So this is one clear mekar that Aveda should in fact work, and therefore our Gemara comments that maybe this should extend even to cases of Gzela. The difficulty is the following. Is this a clear comparison to be able to write concept of Yeush and compare that to what the Gemara terms Avuda Mikol Adam? The difficulty is the following. If you look in the Sugya Bav Metzia and Afkof Aleph Medeis, the Gemara discusses this case of Zuto Shoyam, Shlulisa Shonahar. Let's assume that your chetetz is carried away in the tide or in the surge. Afal pi disbeisin in the Gemara writes, even if there are clear simanim in the chetetz, nonetheless there is no chovas ha'ashava. Why is that true? The Gemara's phrase is Rachmana Sharyeh. Rachmana Sharyeh. That's the concept of Avuda Mikol Adam. Even if there clearly is a simon which is present, it doesn't matter. Under those circumstances, Rachmana Sharyeh. Can that be the source of the halacha of Yeush? Because if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, in the Sugya Bav Metzia and Daf Kof Aleph Mabez, on that Gemara of Zuto Shoyam, the Shita writes, the Ramasko Zuto Shoyam, in the name of the Rashba, the following, that Mistavra de Hefker Gomorhu. Why is it that Avuda Meko Adam, there is no Chovas HaShava, that the Rashba writes, that is Midin Hefker. And Afilum Radech Achrayhem. And even if you see that the Baal is pursuing the Chepech, trying to somehow be able to reach for it, it doesn't matter. And the Rashba continues, Vafilo Amav Feirish. And even if he says and screams that he is not Misyayish, even if it's Omeid Vitzoveach, still, it doesn't matter. Afilo Hachisharia. Why is that true? That's exactly what the Shita Kubetzes writes, the name of the Rashba, Rachmana Sharia. This is not because Yeush. It's not that Yeush is Konen. And there's certain times where there's an umdana that there was Yeush. So therefore, if it falls into the river, so that's an umdana muchach that there was Yeush. The Rashba writes that certainly is not true. Even if there is no Yeush at all, even if it's omeid v'tzoveach, nonetheless, here the Gemara tells us that Rachmana Afkarei, Rachmana Shaya. This is what the Shita Mekubetzes writes as well. The name of the Shita and the Ramasko Zuto Shoyam, there in Bava Metzia, Chavalach Mevei, Afilu Omid Ditzoveach, even if the Balach Hefes screams that he does not give up hope of receiving his object in return, and Vakol Shkein B'Shilo Yodim. Further point of the Shita, even if the Balach Hefes is completely unaware that this happened. Why? Because the law of the Torah Yeush Nagoba. This is not halacha of Yeush, but rather Elamik Zeros Akosu. Here, Asher Tovad Mimenu, however, if it is Avuda Mikola Olam, Rachmana Sharye. This is not a function of Yeush. That line in the Shita Mekubetzes, Vakoshkem Lo Yodim, that means the following, that even though Abaye maintains that Yeush Shalomidas Lo Havi Yeush. Let's assume, for example, we would know. If you, the Balach Hefetz, were Urav, what would have happened? There would have been Yeush. But Abaye says that's insufficient. Yeush Shalomidas is Lohavi Yeush. However, the Shita writes, that's not true in the case of Avuda Mikol Adam. Avuda Mikol Adam, even if Amad Vitzavach, even if you're screaming in Amiyayish, nonetheless, we assume that the Hefetz automatically is considered to be that which is Hefker. This is also what the Shita Kabetzis writes in Arsugi in the name of the Rosh. And therefore, the obvious difficulty, how can one derive Yeush from the case of Avuda Mikol Adam? Avuda Mikol Adam is considered, as the Rashba writes, to be Hefker Gamor, independent of whatever the Ratzon of the Balach Hefes is. That's what the Gemara writes, Rachmana Sharyeh. So therefore, how can you assume that Hu HaDinami, the same halacha should apply when it comes to Yeush itself? Even furthermore, if you look in the Nesivos, we'll have to discuss this Nesivos at length, but the Nesivos in Reish, Samach, Bei, Sivkot, and Gimel, there the Nesivos points out that there is a fundamental difference between Zuto Shoyam as opposed to cases of Yeush. Zuto Shoyam, right, as the Rashba writes, is Hefker Gomorhu, and the Nesivos writes that one cannot equate Hefker with Yeush. The Nesivos writes that here the Chuli Alma, everyone would agree that Ein HaChepetz Yotzer Mershusa Ad Da'asi L'Rishus Zoche. That's the Chiddush that the Nesivos writes. What is the fundamental difference between Yeush and Hefker? When it comes to cases of Hefker, that's the Sugi Nedarim and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Rabbi Yosef and the Chachamim, as of what point do we assume that Paka Rishus Habal? Is it automatic at the time of the Hefker? Or do we assume a Chiddush of Ad Asil Rishus Zochen? We assume that Hefker is a form of an Atilas Rishus, that it empowers someone, but only when he is Kona. Does it leave the Rishus of the Balachetes? That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. That means Hefker Kematana. That's the phrase of Rabbi Yossi. And Nacham disagree and say, that's not true. Hefker is called take of Umiyad. The Nesivus writes the following Chiddush we'll have to discuss. This is true of Hefker, but this is not true when it comes to Yeush. When it comes to Yeush, certainly the Chepetz is not Yotzim Rishus, Barlim HaRishonim, Ad the Asil Rishus Zochet. That certainly is not true when it comes to Zutol Shoyam. I am considered a Bala Chepetz until what? Until someone will go into the river and find that Chepetz? Of course not. There the Bible says Paka Miyad. That is the case of absolute Hefker. In such an instance, then how can that serve as the basis for Yenush? And even a further difficulty. If you look in the Rashi Bava Metzia and Daf Chof Aleph from the base, the Maskar Rachman Ashariyeh, that very sugya. Rashi writes the following. What does the Gemara mean that Rachman Ashariyeh, in the case of Urmi Kolodam? Rashi writes that Afilu Bos Liyad Hamotze Lifnei Yenush. Even if you will find that object, Kodim Yenush. If al tiddin it is avuda mikol adam, so therefore you no longer are considered to be the Bala Chepetz, and that is not the loch of Yeush. When it comes to Yeush, we know there's a marked difference whether the Yeush was kodem or la'achar shaboli anamotze. However, that's not true when it comes, Rashi writes, to avuda mikol adam. That means that case of zuto shayam is completely different from our cases of Yeush itself. So again, the difficulty that how can Rashi assume this is considered to be the Makor of Yeush? Again, we'll have to understand the Hagdara of Isura and Hetera Asliyada. What exactly does that mean? A further kasha that if Isura and Hetera Asliyada is so significant when it comes to Aveda, so why shouldn't that be true when it comes to cases of Geneva and Gzeva as well? The Tosus Dramasva Motzi Aveda quotes the Ri as a very different makor for Yeush. Tosus writes, it's true as the Gemara says, obviously that Nafgalon the Yeush Koname Aveda, but based on a different sugya, the sugya in Bav Metzian Dav Chavzayin Amar Aleph. The Torah mentions an example of an Aveda as a Shema. And there the Gemara tells us that Masim L'Meyucheda Sheish Lo Simanim Yeish Lo Tovim. What does that mean? The Ri explains that Al Yedei Sheyesh Bo Simanim Yesh La Tovim. Precisely because there is something unique about this Chepetz, therefore there are Tovim. The Bala Chepetz will come and put forth a claim. In other words, Ein HaBala Mityashin Kevin Sheyesh Ben Simim. And therefore the fact that the Torah goes out of its way and tells us an example of such as Simla, something that can be claimed and recognized, that's because otherwise they would in fact be Yeush. This is what Tosos writes in Bav Metzia as well, the Chavzayin Amar Aleph, the Ramas Chilma, this is also what the Ramban writes. And that's Sukkim Bav Metzia as well. They both agree, obviously, the Makar is from the Parsha Saveda, but not from Avuda Mikol Adam, which the Rashba writes is Hefker Gomor, but rather from Simla, the insistence on Simanim, because otherwise there would be Yeush Banim. So one issue, right, is to understand the seed sheet of the Yerushalmi and Rashi, that how Avud Mekodam can serve as the Makar for the case of Yeush itself. Furthermore, we pointed out that from the Sugya itself, the following difficulty. When it comes to the case of Aveda, certainly Yeush functions. But that is only if it was Kodim Sha'as Liyada, not La'achar Sha'as Liyada. And Rabba, right, raises a suffix regarding Gzeida because Isur As Liyada. What exactly is the significance of Isur As Liyada? If we assume that Yeush works, and therefore there is no longer any Bailus, La'achar Yeush, why should it make a difference as to whether it was Hetera As Liyada or whether it was Yisur as Liyada? The Machne Ephraim writes just the following phrase, it's found in Hilchos Zechiyah Mihefker, in O Zion. Where the Machne Ephraim writes this, that Shem Elochid Shahatorah Din Zeh Ela Beheter. In other words, Ein Lachabo, Elochidusha. Right, the Torah is Mechadesh, that there is halacha of Yeyush. In the Parsha Ta'aveda, it is Behetera Asliyadeh, and therefore, maybe simply that Ein Lachabo, right, Elochidusha. But again, Lachor, there should be some more compelling Svara than just simply, there is a Pasuk. Right, and the Pasuk is only referring to this case and not that case. If the Chiddush of the Pasuk is Yeyush works, and you no longer have the din by them, so therefore why should the Chovas HaHashava depend on whether it was Hetera or Isura Asaliyada? What more is there than simply, right, the Gzera Sakasav and Elachabal Elachidush? Tosus is bothered by the following. The Tosus to Ramasheel then Hachanami. That how is it possible to derive Gezel from Yeyush? After all, Tosu says that Ein Yeyush Shmo Ba'aveda Baslas Liyade. After all, once the Motzei Aveda ceases the Chepetz, Yeyush is irrelevant. So, in the cases of Gzela, by definition, that's the case. So Tosu writes the following Chiddush, that Nikomakom, by the Mail of Shaper, the Yeyush could be Gezel, Baslas Liyade. No, one could still derive Gezel Baslas Liyade from the case of Aveda. Why is that true? The Tosfos writes the following, because even when it comes to the case of Mitzianami, let's assume, for example, I take the Chepetz, and then afterwards there is Yeyush. So you're right, I'm not entirely exempt that there is no longer a Choves HaShava. Why? Hol Kvar Nischayev HaShava. Because I was already obligated to go into returns, that chiyuv is not paka. But Tosfos says one could envision the following: that hayakone le'inyan zeh shlo yischayev v'shalim ki'im damim kama legabe gezel. One could have suggested the same distinction when it comes to aveda. Of course, if already you found the chefetz and then there was yeyush, so of course you're not potter legamri. Kvar nischayev v'hashava. But how do you fulfill the Chovas HaHashava? Well, just like in Gezel, there are two different models. Sometimes it's Havzaras HaBe'en, and sometimes it's Damim Bambavoy Mishlumelei. Maybe one could have suggested the same thing when it comes to Aveda. If the Yeyush was first, then nothing. If, however, there was no Yeyush, I have to return the Chepet. If there was Yeyush La'achad Da'os Li'adeh, then maybe we should argue I was Kona B'Yeyush, and now Damim Bambavoy Mishlumelei. That's what Tosfos suggests. Just like when it comes to Gzela, sometimes the Chepetz, sometimes Ma'oz, maybe one could have envisioned several possibilities when it comes to Aveda. Sometimes you can keep the Chepetz, sometimes you have to return the Chepetz, sometimes there's a Chiyuv Damim, just like when it comes to the case of Gezel. And maybe that should depend on the Tera versus Isura Asa Leone. So Tosfos writes the following. If, for example, you already took hold of that Chepetz, and subsequently there was Yeyush, so Tosfos says that certainly you're not Kona Lagamre, to the point that Shelo Yitzdarek Lahashiv Liyipater. Why is that true? Tosfos writes, Hoel Ukvar Nischayim Bahashav. Because after all, there already is a Chovas HaHashava. In other words, Tosfos says that Yeyush is not going to work when it comes to a case of Aveda. If the Yeyush occurred after you found that Chepetz, why is that true? Tosfos says, Kevan dekvar nischayiv bahashava. Because after all, you're ready chayiv in Hashava Saveda. So that line of Tosfos also sounds somewhat difficult. Obviously, Yeyush is not going to function entirely. Why? Because dekvar nischayiv bahashava. In other words, it's as though that Yeyush is unable to be maskia to uproot the Chovas HaHashava. So what exactly does that mean? Yeyush is not going to work in Aved Lachadas Liyadeh. Why? Kvar Nischayev Bahashav. See, if I were to simply ask you the following, what is the cause and what is the effect? A person is a Bala Chepetz, and if he loses that Chepetz, there is a Chovas HaHashava. Isn't it obvious to assume that the Mechayev, the cause, is that I am the Bala Chepetz? And the effect of Vilus is that there will be a Chovas HaHashava. Here, Tosfos seems to assume the opposite. Maybe one really could argue that Yeyush is Kone. However, you know what the difficulty is here? Kvar nischayiv b'hashava. What do you mean yeyush is konen? When you already took the chayfet, there was no yeyush. And now there is a chovas ha'hashava. Well, so obviously you have to return that chayfet. You have to return the chayfet, it's yeyush is konen. But Chor, the first issue you should address is la'achar yeyush, is there a din b'alim or is there no din b'alim? If there's a din b'alim, it's my chayfet, you have to return it. And if that's not true, you shouldn't have to return it. Here Tosus assumes that within the case of Aveda, and perhaps here as well with the Teri Surah Siyana means the following. Since Kvar Nischayiv B'Hashava, so therefore, how could that be Paka? Al Yedei Yeyush. So this is somewhat difficult, no? Rav Asher used to say from Baba Kama, Simen Mem, a beautiful Simen on the Din of Yeyush, so he raises this difficulty within Tosus. Isn't the Chovas HaHashava a function of Bibles? Not Bibles, a function of the mitzvah Hashava. Yeyush is Kone, and therefore, if Yeyush occurred first, the Chepetz will be mine and not his. But Yeyush cannot be Kone, Achadas the Yadi, because I have a Chovas HaHashava. What exactly does Tosus mean, right, in this particular case? And then a further issue. The Tosus in our Sugya Ramaskol Kevan writes the following. The Gemara suggests that perhaps Gezel is different, and therefore Yeyush is an operative because Isura Asliyadim. So here Tosus writes the famous line. What do you see from here? Mikan Mashma Sheyeyush Eino Kehefker Gomel. You see there must be a difference between Yeyush and Hefker. Because if it will be absolute Hefker, now what does that mean? The Chayfet is no longer the Shiloh and Vershusa of the Bailam HaRishonim. Well, what difference does it make? Whether it's Asli Yadei B'Yatera, Asli Yadei B'Yisura. If the Chayfet is no longer mine. Because if Yeyush was comparable to that of Hefker, Im Kein Tosa says, Afilu Basad Asli Yadei B'Yisura. Good was Asli Yadei B'Yisura, but Yachal Iknos Min Hefker. So therefore, Tosa says the fact that the Gemara thinks there should be difference between Yisur and Heter Asiyani shows you that Yeyosh Eino Kehefker Gamon. What exactly that means, however, is unclear. Tosa does not explain how it is that Yeyosh is different from cases of Hefker. So this is the Chiddush that we just mentioned earlier, right, of the Nesivus and Reis Samad Beis Sivkot and Gimel. What does Tosus mean that Yeyush is Eino Kehefker Gamor? Nesivus writes that following Chiddush. When it comes to Hefker, the Chepetz is Yotze Mirshus HaBailim Miyad. You don't require Asi Mirshus Zoche. That is true when it comes to Hefker Aliba de Chachamim. As mentioned in Machlokas Rabbi Yosef de Chachamim Nidarem and Daf Mem Gimel Ralev. Yeyush, however, the Nesivus writes, certainly is not true. That is considered to be ad the asi, the reshus, zoche. It's almost as though that the yeyush is an atilas reshus. That one can acquire. Not that the bailus is paka through yeyush. If that is true, then Nesivus writes, and that is the kavan of Tosus, then perhaps you understand why there should be a difference between isur asliyad as opposed to eter asliyad. Not just simply Xeris HaKosim, that the Torah acknowledges Yeyush from Makom Heter, not from Makom Yisra, almost like the Sugyas in Temura, whether Ovid Mahani, Ovid Lo Mahani. No, certainly not. In order for Yeyush to function, we require us the Yadei. You must be Kone. Yeyush is not Paka, Teku Fumiyad. So therefore, okay, this is extension of the Nesivus, right? When is that true? If Yeyush only allows for legitimate Tzchiyah, Lo Kani Ad Asli Yadei, then one could understand very well. If it is Heter Asli Yadei, then fine, then the Yeyush will function. However, if it's Yisur Asli Yadei, where one is not entitled to be Kone, then Yeyush will not work. If Yeyush in and of itself was a Hakna or a Hafkos Bailus, what difference does it make? Whether it's Yisur Asli Yadei or Heter Asli Yadei. But if you assume that no, that is not the case, Ad Asli Reshus Zoche, so add one word, Ad the Asr Shazokha Behetera, not Beisr. This is also what the Ktos writes, right, in Simin Tavav, in Sifkat and Beis, where the Ktos and Nesivas give the same Biur. The difference in Yeter and Yisr as the Yaday, and the fundamental difference between Yeyush as opposed to cases of Hefka. That Nesivas, Reis Tamav Beis, Sifkat and Gimel, says, with this you can understand the Sugya Leirin Babakam, Kuf Tezayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Rav Safra was traveling with a large company of people, the Shiara, and Levinhu Hahu Ari, and there was a lion that was traveling with them, and the lion was protecting all the animals that the group of people had. They had to feed the lion, so the Gemara says Kolayla Koshodalei Chamara. So they used to have a rotation. Right? Every night they used to give this lion a chamor that belonged to one of the people that was traveling in the group. The Gemara comments that Kimat Zimni Rav Safra, this night was his. He had to go ahead and to give his animal to feed the lion. Shadlei chamor ablo achlein. He gave the chamor to the lion. The lion didn't eat. So the Gemara comments that Kodem Rav Safra was achlein. So immediately the next morning, right, he saw that the chamor was still there. So Rav Safka reacquired, he was kone that chamor. So the Gemara says, Amar Vachmi Dichid Ravina, Lama Lemiskeve. Why was that necessary? Why did Rav Safka have to go ahead and to be kone once again? After all, because Dichi Afkare, Adaita Da'ai Afkare, Adaita Da'kuli Amlo Afkare. He wasn't mafker his chamor. He gave the chamor to the lion to eat. And if the lion did not eat, so the chamor remained his. Let's assume, for example, I will offer you a matana, and you will not accept the matana. So I have to be kona once again. And if I don't, someone else can come and be zochet. Certainly not. So exactly the Gemara tells us, Rav Acha asked Ravina, why was any form of zechiyah necessary? The fact that he was willing to give up the animal, yeah, that wasn't hefker. That was only afkere adaita da aye afkere. Hefker for the aye to take it. But adaita da kalam afkere. So Ravina answered, you're right. Enochinam, you're absolutely right. Safra la ravka de milsudava. La halach, he didn't have to do anything at all. But la ravka de milsudava. He took hold of his animal that no one should question whether in fact he was entitled or whether he was not. So Tosus, right there, and the Kufte Zayn, Ravaskal Adaita, is bothered by the following. Good, so there wasn't an overt act of Hefker. But doesn't the Gemara write about Metziah Daf Chav Dalet, this is Tosus Kasha, Hamatzil Min Ha'ari Harayu Shalom. If something is being attacked by a lion, and you say that Chepetz is yours, why is that true? Shehabai Memis Yashin Mehem. Habayim Memis Yashin Mehem. There's Yeyush. If an animal, right, is going to be attacked by a lion, there's Yeyush. So what do you mean that when Rav Safka was mafkir, he only did so for the Aryeh to eat and not for anyone else to be zoche? What about Yeyush? And if that's true that there was Yeyush, shouldn't we assume that Nikar Hadin? Rav Safra had to reacquire the behemoth. Not just simply the Rav and also the other. So Tosus answers very simply the differences between lions and lions. Now, the Gemara Bava Metziah Hamatzil Min Hari. No, so that means that your animal is being attacked by a lion. Matzil. Someone all of a sudden comes and saves the animal. So an Ari Habalitro, if an Ari is attacking your animal, that's Yeyush. Here, that's how we're talking about here. Here we're talking about a lion that's traveling with the caravan. And Vahayam Alavo Samishmor. Here the lion is serving as a guard. The lion is protecting the animals. There we don't assume that it's Yeyush. There the question is when Rav Safra gave the animal to the lion, was it that every else can be Zelcha, an overt act of Hefker? That's the Gemara says. That's what Tosus says. There's a difference between Ari Habalitrof as opposed to an Ari who is being used Lishmor. So, the Nesivis, in order to address this issue, Just quote our Tosfos. That our Tosfos says that Yeyush is Eino Kehav Gagamur. And the Nesivos just explains our Tosfos doesn't tell you exactly what they mean. The difference, but the difference is as mentioned. Rav Yossi, the Chachamim, whether Yeyush is Kamatana, Yeyush is not Kamatana, Hefker is the Machlokis, and Hefker we assume like the Chachamim. That is Chal Miyad, even if this is Ocher, Masha'im Kain when it comes to Yeyush. Yeyush, everyone agrees. What the Rav Yossi suggests when it comes to Hefker, it's Kamatana Dami, but it doesn't leave the original source of the Asur Shazocher. And therefore the Nesivos writes the following Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, there's Yeyush. And for whatever reason, a short time later, the person revokes, rescinds the Yeyush. He realizes, even though he said, Oyvay Chasaron Kis, there was Yeyush, all of a sudden he realizes, well, maybe not. So the Nesivos writes the following, that certainly one could retract his representation of Yeyush, and there's no need to be Zocha once again. If a person expressed Yeyush, someone else was Kona, that's it. But if there was Yeyush, and no one was Kona, a person simply can be Choser Bedato, finished, and Eino Tzorach L'Avtzar L'Hizkos Bo. There's no need for any Zochiyah whatsoever. Who had the Nami? Exactly, in the case of Rav Safra. Eino Chinami, it's true, in a case of Matzil Min Ha'ari, there is Yeyush. Eino Chinami, there is Yeyush. But when you see that nothing happened and the animal was spared, well then obviously that mindset of Yeyush no longer continues. And in such a case, there's no need to be Zocha whatsoever. Yeyush never required that you reacquire the chayfus. That's why the Gemara is only bothered by the hefker possibility when Rabbi Safra gave the animal to his animal to the lion. In such a case, wasn't that a revert that to hefker? The Gemara says, no, that's not true. Right? It wasn't a die to the kuliyama after, and therefore in a chinami, the rabbi didn't still do that. That's exactly what the Nesivos tries to explain the case of the Gemara. And then the Nesivos writes, as mentioned, no, this is exactly the difference between Isura as opposed to Heter Asli Yadei. If Yeyush would be Kehefter, what would that mean? That even if I steal something, the Isur, obviously the Isur, but if the Nigzal no longer has a Din Baimim, because Yeyush is comparable to Hefker, so how can he come to Bezin and be Toveya the Chefetz? Toveya who's Chefetz? Hefker was already come. But since, right, that is not the case, Yeyush is only Adasa Shuzocha in such a case, we understand the difference. Heter and Yisra Asli Yadei. The Nesivos goes a step further. According to Tosfos, what is the Makor of Yeyush? It is based on the case of Simla. Mas Simla Miyuchede Sheisho Simanim. And since Yeish Lo Simanim, Eina Ba Mis Yashim. So Nesivos just writes very simply. In that Parsha Saveda, Simla, the Pasuk says, Umatosa, Umatosa, meaning that Yeyush is necessary, followed by Umatosa, meaning Osaliyade. Hefke, there's no Pasuk that tells us Umatosa, but here the Pasuk mentions A, there is Yeyush, and then B, someone else comes and seizes the Chefetz. So therefore, Yeyush is only Kona when it is Asli Yadei. Then the Nesivos continues and writes that if you take a look at the bottom Tosfos, Kaven Disur Asli Yadei, this will help you understand, right, Tosfos' issue with the Sugyan Gittin. Tosfos writes that Yeyush is not considered to be Kehef Gagama, clearly. So Tosfos is bothered. The Hadam of Ashaleach. And what about the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Lamed Tes Mabeis? A person says Nisya'ashti Miploni Avdi. A person has an Eved, and he states Nisya'ashti Miploni Avdi. So in such a case, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Tes assumes that's comparable to Mafker Avdo. And if you assume that Mafker Avdo Yatzla Cheirus and the Enot Tzara Kishichur, the same is true when it comes to Nisya Ashtimi Ploni Avdi. We pointed out in the past the Ramban Kedushin of Hazayim. When it comes to an Eved, the context is Eved Knani, there are two Kinyanim. There's a Kinyan Shomama and there's a Kinyan Shalisar. The question is the following. If a person is Mafkir his Eved, so I understand, Al Yidei Hefker, the Kinyan Shomama is Paka. But how does that affect the Kinyan Shalisar? Because that's the issue in the Gemara, whether you need a Shtar Shichrur. Because the purpose of a Shtar Shichrur, the Ramban writes, is to uproot the Kinyan Shalisar. So one possibility in the Gemara is Mafkar Avdo, Yatza Becheiros Veinot Tzarek Yeshifr. In other words, that if you don't have a Kinyan Shomamo, as the Gemara says, you're not Eved Ish. You don't have an Avdo. No one can tell you, you must do this, you must do that. So in such a case, the Kinyan Shalisr is Pakam Eila, Veinot Tzarek Yeshifr. But there the Gemara assumes what is true of Hefker is true of Yeush. So that's Tosus's issue. Now Tosu says, I just got through saying that Yeush is Eino Kefker Gamor. But yet the Gemara assumes what is true of Hefker is true of Yeush. If Yeush and Hefker are distinct, is it so obvious that that is the case? So Tosu says, yes, not such a kasha. After all, because it's not that the Gemara is telling us that L'chol HaDvarim, Yeush and Hefker are alike. But just as when it comes to Hefker, Ein Merabo Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Kinyan Shomamon is Baka, the same thing is when it comes to Yeush. Ein L'Rabo Rosh Hashanah. So in this respect, they're similar. Even though, in principle, they're fundamentally different. So the Nesivus just adds the following, that the Dvarenu, you understand very well. The fundamental difference between Hefker and Yeush is whether it is Chal Miyad, or whether it requires Adda Asir Shuzoche. And here the Nesivus writes, but not so simple, in the case of Eved, Kfar Asir Yaha Zoche, Daha Eved Muchsa Batsmo. But you're dealing with the normal case of Aveda, so in such a case, if I express Yeush, anyone can come and claim and take their chayfet. So good, so Adasir Shuzoche. When it comes to an Eved, the moment that the Rishus Ha'adon is Paka, automatically, the Eved is Muchsef Atzmo. And therefore, in that respect, in this Tziur, Yeush and Hefker are going to have the same result. Because here, automatically, once I remove, it's Asir Rishus Atzmo. That's the Chiddush that the Nesivus writes in explaining the Tosos. That point is not so simple. If you look in the Be'er Yitzchak, in Yeridei and Simen Chav Gimel, here the Be'er Yitzchak points to the opposite. And tries to demonstrate from our Tosos that no, that Yeush is like Hefker, that the Din Bailin is Pakamiyah. After all, don't we assume that Yad Eved is Kiyad Avdo? And Eved Kanani does not have an independent Yad at all. And Eved Kanani has no ability to be Zalcha unless Kvar Paka Rishus Adam. We discussed a little bit yesterday about Mechila Kamatana. When is Mochel, right, as far as Eved Kanani is concerned? Now, as the Ritzvah said, that's not going to work. Mechila is kematana, and Eved cannot be kona. But Yitzchak writes the following against the Nesivus. This is one of his rayas against the Nesivus. This exact case, the Nesivus brings as a raya. If you argue that al yedei Yeush, so paka rishus bailin independent of any zechiyah, then one could argue the two stages. Nisya Ashtami Pani Avdi means I no longer have a din Adam, and then Me'ela, if that's true, the Eved is Konas Atzmo. But if you argue that the very essence of Yeush requires Ad Aser Shazoche, well, how do you know that would work in this case? The Gemara says, you see sometimes when it comes to a Shar Shichra, how can an Eved accept the Shar Shichra? He doesn't have a Yad to accept the Shtar Shichra, so how can he become an Eved Meshuchar Ayde Shtar? The Gemara says, well, the fact that the Torah says that that's true, you see uniquely true when it comes to Shtar, that Gito V'yada Bain Kechad. The Torah allows that to be true simultaneously. But how do you know that's true when it comes to Yeush? The Torah mentions Shtar as the method of Shichra. Obviously, that would work. And maybe one would argue that Nisiyashi Pani Avdi does not work when it comes to being a shachar eved. Hefker is needed. So then you could split and argue that hefker is mafkia versus adam, and now the eved is konis atzma. But this chiddush, take a look at the nesivos, so we'll have to discuss this at greater length. And the nesivos is found elsewhere as well in the Makor Chayim, the chibur of the nesivos on Pachos Pesach, and Simen Tov Mem Ches and Sivkot and Tes. Now, this issue, this distinction, right, between Yeush and Hefker, that the Ksos and the Nesivos both make, is subject to the following machlokes. Number one, we pointed out that Bar Yitzchak writes that not necessarily Pshat and Tosfos at all, maybe the opposite. And the further my machlokes, if you look in the Ramban, Ramban at the very beginning of Sochim, which addresses a sugya we've discussed at length many times, the Gemara tells us in Sochim that Dal Mabeis that Midaraisa the Bittel Ba'al Masani. How does that work? So Tosfos writes the following: Chiddush the Bittel with Mitam Efka. It's not that Ayyidei Bittel one fulfills the mitzvah Tashmisa, but Ayyidei Efka the Chametz is no longer yours. If it's no longer yours, so therefore, what is your chiyuv? By Rabbi Matzah, Shelcha iyataroa, alatro, shalachir, v'shal gavoa. So it's not that Ayyidei Bittel one fulfills the mitzvah of Tashmisu, but one circumvents Tashmisu in the sense that the Ayyidei Bittel, the chametz is hefker, is no longer yours, so therefore, the chovas ha Tashmisu no longer applies. So that's the chiddush of the Ri, that Bittel is in fact mitam hefker. The Ramban raises numerous questions. Numerous questions. Is that really true that Bittel is Mitam Hefker? There's no mention in the Nusach of Bittel Hefker. And Bittel is Kalbalev, the Ramban says. And Hefker requires some Dibur Peh. Tosus is already bothered. The Sugi Nadarma Daf Mem Hey, that Hefker Bittel Shlosha. And that's not true when it comes to Bittel Chametz. And the Ramban raises the following issue. And what about according to Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says that Hefker is only Chal Ad Osdur Shazdoche. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Hefker is only Chal Ad Osdur Shazdoche. So how can then Bittel work Mitam Hefker? You're going to be Mafkir Chametz and now what? Someone else is going to acquire it. And until then, you'll violate Bayram by Matzah? Of course not. So how can you argue that Bittel is Mitam Hefker? Rabbi Yossi says that Hefker is only Adasu Shazoche. So Ramban writes the following: no, this is not a kasha. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree. Why? Because Kaven Shaniz Yaish Mimeno Mibnei Isuro Yotzem Rishisa. That's what the Ramban writes. Since there's absolute Yeush because of the Isser of Ayin Abay Matzeh, so therefore Yotzer Meshusa. It's Paka Lagamre. Paka Lagamre. Here the Ramban writes, again, I have to see what exactly the Ramban means in that phrase. Kevin the Yishyai Shemen of the Isser Yotzer Meshusa. But from that line in the Ramban, it would appear that even according to Rabbi Yossi, that says Hefker is not until the Asur Shazoche. Maybe that doesn't apply here, because Kevin Shanisha Ishimenu. Maybe Yeush is something which is different. Yatsim Rishusim. Yeush is Yatsim Rishusim Yad. Maybe this would not be true of Yeush generally. Maybe this is only true in this particular case, as the Rabban stresses that Mipnei Isuro. This links to what we discussed earlier that the Ramban writes. That there's something unusual about Chametz HaPesach in any case. Chametz HaPesach is Asur B'Achila, it's Asur B'Hana. Shouldn't we always assume that it's already automatically Yotzer Mishusim? Except Asla Kasuv Kila Mishusim. So maybe for that alone, Nisyai Shonu Yipnei Yisur, Yotzer Mishusim. But again, it's an important ta'ara that here the Ramban writes. Right? But again, that even Rabbi Yossi says Hefker is only Adasar Shuzoche, not true when it comes to at least Yeush, at least in the context of Chametz and Bayuram Bayuasim. If you take a look at the bottom of that Ramban, the Hagos of Rabbi Zalman, the standard Ramban, again, he points out that the Ramban assumes that Ayyidin Yeush alone, the Chepetz, is Yatzim Rishusim. And that's true even according to Rabbi Yossi. There's a further Ramban. Ramban later in Sachim and Daf Lamed Aleph Mudbeis, Dermaskol Hachi Garsina, where the Ramban writes the following. You have a store which is owned by a guy. However, Upol Yisrael Nichnas Lashon. But the Jewish people that frequent that store. The Ramban writes that Chomet Shenimtasam Achar HaPesach Aser Bahana. So you have Jewish workers in a non-Jewish store. If you will find Chomet there after Pesach, right, it is Aser. Why is that true? The Ramban writes because Shema Miyad Poli Yisrael Nafal Kodem HaPesach. Because, right, maybe that was chametz that the Jew had lost before Pesach, which is sitting in the store. And kol zman shlo zacha bo adam, the Ramban writes, and as long as no one else was kona yet, v'shuz banim harishon ha'omei, it's still considered to be chemtzo shel Yisrael. It doesn't belong to the store owner. Kol zman shlo zacha bo adam, v'shuz banim harishon ha'omei, it belongs to Yisrael. And then the Ramban continues with this line. V'lo mi ba'i lamanda amar b'nidarim hefker kematana. And this is not only the case according to Rabbi Yossi of hefker kematana. But even if you disagree like the Chachamim, Chacha gazrinan, here there's a gzeir the Rabbanan. Yishum chamin. Here, Mr. Zalman, right on that Ramban, this makes the following hara. What exactly does the Ramban mean? That what are you going to assume? There's chametz which is there now. It's not that we're choshe that a Jew brought the chametz in on Pesach. That's not the concern. The concern the Ramban writes is maybe he dropped chametz there before, and that's it. So, Rabbi Zalman writes the following: Kavanasa de Mistaman Yitzyashu Hapolim. Good. Maybe the Pole dropped a piece of chametz before, but we can assume that there was Yeush. That's exactly what the Ramban continues though and writes. Yeah, but that should now be dependent on Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. So the Ramban says, according to Rabbi Yossi, you need Adas L'Shuzoche. But what about according to the Chachamim? You don't require Adas L'Shuzoche. But in Achinami, then Facha Gazrino. So this is a Gzeira, the Rabbanon. Mr. Zalman writes that Poshub Shat Net Ramban is against the Nesivos. That what is true of Hefker is true of Yeush. that maybe a Jew lost chametz in the store. After all, they're all yalom. And even though there was yeyush, yeah, but does it leave the rishus lachar yeyush? Well, the Ramban says that depends on Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Now that's where Mr. Zalmdis writes, Vayev Shalomer, then we can also the Mistam Abitva. That's what the Ramban means. We're talking about a case here, Melvat of a Chametz, therefore it's Hefker. The Ramban's not working with Bitvah's Hefker. That's where Mr. Zalman writes that Pashab Shamir Ramban, it means that even though you were Yisiyai Shemena, that would be a great Kiddush then. This would be a midpoint that the Ramban maintains that Hefker is like Yeyush. And the machlok is the Tin Rabbi Yossi, not Chachamim. Regarding Hefker, is applicable even to the case of Yeish as well, against the Nesim as the Drais, of Chuliyama, thus the Shazalchim. And here a third Ramban. The Ramban of Baba Metzi and Daf Yudam Aleph discusses the following case. Hamad Bia Metzi Lechavero, Kana Chavero. This lost object, if I would take it, I could be zoche. I can go ahead and I can take it using the principle of zechia that you should acquire. What is the chiddush? The Rabban explains that we don't consider this to be a case of tofes, the balchol, the makom shechav acherim. Normally speaking, I cannot go ahead and take something on behalf of someone else if it's detrimental to others. Let's assume, for example, you will owe money to many individuals, and a person will come and they will be tofes on behalf of one balfo. That's no good. You can't have tofes of the balfo A, but makom shechav acherim. How then do we understand ma'azim etzil lachavera kam lachavera? It's not considered to be chav lachavera. Why is it not chav lacherim? So here the Ramban writes the following as part of his reason: va'od shaharei nisya'esh, because the bala chayfetz already expressed yeyush, and the yotzim rishus of the yeyush. It's no longer in. You want to seize, right, something from the bailim that you cannot do. Tfisa miyad bailim lokom shechav lacherim. This is not considered to be a case of tfisa miyad bailim. Because sharein isyayish v'yotzeh mirshus v'yayish. Here again in the Hagos of Mr. Zalman, here in the third place, right, he cites that apparently Yosivus is against the Chiddush of Nesivus as well. Here we're not dealing with Hefker, we're dealing with Metzia, where there was Yayish. And even before anyone took it, it's considered to yotzeh mirshusa, it's no longer shalabanin, so there's no halakha of tofes about the makam shechav acherim. So again, here you see that Yeyush is Yotzim Rishusa Miyad against the Chiddush of the Nesivus. The Chazon Ish in Bava Kamim, Simin Yerches, in Katan Gimel, distinguishes, right, in the opposite direction. There's a third possibility that when it comes to Yeyush, there the Bible says Paka Miyad V'Chuli Alma, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Paka Miyad. Why is that? The Chazish writes the following: that Yeyush Lav B'Didei Talui. Yeyush really is not dependent on the Bible. Right? Ela shahaneches maradba. Interesting phrase. It's like the chefetz, the object, rebelled. Meaning what? If I own a particular chefetz, and I can exercise my full right of Bible, so therefore, I can renounce any ownership in order that you will be zoche. There one could envision that, like Rabbi Yossi says, Ados Rishus Ochre, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Hefker is Kamatana. Here, it is not my directive that resulted in the fact that the chafetz is no longer mine. Here the chafetz is in a brishusi. The owner would love to have the chafetz. It's not that he is being makne, mafkir, makdish. Here it is the keisha neches marbo. It's the reality of the fact that there is no utility. The chafetz is not under his jurisdiction any longer. In such a case, the Chaz Nish writes there, maybe you should assume everyone would agree that the bailus is paka take from iyan. In a case where I am the one who is uprooting my bailus, one could argue among those. Is it miyad? Is it lachar zman? Right? In a case where the simple reality dictates that I no longer can exercise a din bailim. So there you'll argue that adasir shuzoche. And until someone else acquires it, what can I do with the chafetz? I can use it. I can do something with it. It's completely inaccessible. The Chaz Nish writes the opposite possibility. Maybe in Yeush, that certainly the bailus is paka miyad. In Hefker, where I, the bailim, am mafkir the chafetz, that's where you can raise the issue of the machlokas tanaim, whether that's chal miyad or whether in fact that is not. But if it's yotzer mirshusi, independent of anything that I in fact will do, and it's Yotzim and Shusim Yad. So far there are three possibilities in terms of Yemesh. You have the possibility of the Nesivos that everyone agrees it's Adosir Shazoche, even though Hefker is a Machlokes. You have the opposite extreme of the Chazanish that writes that the Chuliyama Yotzim and Shusim Yad, because the Bailim are unable to exercise any Din Bailims. So therefore, Pakam Yad. Mashenkin, when I am Mafkir, and then the Diuk of Mr. Zalman, the Ramban Amsachim, the Flamen Aleph, that in this sense, Hefker is like Yeush, and it fully depends on the Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Three different possibilities in terms of relationship between the two. We'll have to again further discuss now the initial issues that we raised. How is it possible to derive Yeush from Avudah Mikol Olam, and then what the relationship will be between Hefker as opposed to cases of Yeush. If you can, if you have access to the Minchas Hashem, Baba Kama, Simin Mem, right, there's a lengthy Simin, a great Chiddush as far as how in fact Yeush functions. If you've ever heard the Rosh Hashanah discuss this topic, he's especially fond of the topic of Yeush. He wrote this Chiddush. He showed it to Rav Shach, and Rav Shach felt that this was Amito Shel Torah. He was very pleased with this Chiddush regarding the cases of Yehiyahu. So, if you can take a look at that, if not, Rav Hashem will go through this piece on some issue. They have it? They have it anywhere? Library? Yeah. That's me, I'll copy. Sorry? Sure, no problem. Come after Shirin before Shir. How's it for you? Now or tomorrow? Come tomorrow before Shir?
Yeah, I mean, when you're in the time.
Yeah, that's sure. Anytime, tomorrow, come before Shir. Come after Shir, whatever you like. Sure. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Rashmi Rabbah.